The founder of the Ghana Freedom Party, Madame Ikuea Donkor, says she has received death threats. She alleged that the threats follow her refusal to join the founder of the PPP, Dr. Papakwesi Indum, and Nana Akufo-Addo, the NPP candidate in the just-ended elections, to testify in court of what she calls non-existent falsified figures of the 2012 election results. Madame Donkor said, as far as she is concerned, John Mahama of the NDC won the elections fairly. At a news conference in Accra, Madame Donkor said, though she has reported the threats to the police, she chose to also inform journalists so that all will bear witness if any unfortunate thing happens to her. George Asikri reports.
Madame Ikuea Donkor said when she failed to meet the EC's requirement to contest the 2012 presidential elections on the ticket of the Ghana Freedom Party, she was approached by the PPP's candidate, Dr. Papakwesi Indum, to go into an alliance for the election. She said the condition was that Dr. Indum will implement her promise of free education and free port if the PPP gets the mandate of the electorate, and also give her a vehicle, which Dr. Indum agreed. Madame Ikuea Donkor said after the declaration of John Mahama as president, she asked when the PPP will concede and congratulate the president-elect, but Dr. Indum asked her to join in contesting the elections in court, but she refused. Madame Donkor alleged that Dr. Indum then started pressurizing her to return the vehicle, which she insists she will not return. Madame Ikuea Donkor claimed that her effort enabled the PPP to place third in the just-ended election.
Papakwesi told me he will give me a car so that I will give him my support. Little did I know that Dr. Indum had a hidden agenda. He got a third position with my support, which he should be grateful to God for. Now he wants me to lie that the results of Kwabre and other places were manipulated. I won't do that, and I will not return the car either.
Madame Ikuea Donkor congratulated President-elect John Dramani Mahama and wished him the best in the next 4 years. She, however, appealed to the president to implement some of her promises, especially the free education and free port.
George Asikri reporting.